Hey, it's Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and coming up on the show, you will not believe the morning that Brady Quinn had trying to get to the studio to do this show from Oklahoma, as he will be there for the Sooners versus the Cornhuskers for Big Noon Kickoff. Just complete craziness and madness there in the state of Oklahoma. Also, do the Washington football team, do they have a guy? Do they finally have a guy? We've got some controversy regarding the prop bet monster, LeVar Arrington, way too negative on himself. We're going to get into all of that. We've got the latest on Deshaun Watson. We've got the latest episode of Animal Thunderdome, and the great Joel Klatt stops by. All of that coming up next here. Outkick the Coverage, Fox Sports Radio.
Outkick the Coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the Coverage at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We've got ourselves some chaos to start the show off, but what would it be if it wasn't a Friday here on Fox Sports Radio? And it's Outkick the Coverage here on FSR. It's LeVar Arrington, it's Brady Quinn, it's Jonas Knox with you here on Fox Sports Radio.
And a 55-year-old.
Yes, you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app as well, too.
Brady had a 55-year-old driver.
I don't know.
Well, it was technically two, but one driver, two people.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you what, fellas.
Yeah, listen.
It's been a fun 12 hours. Let's put it that way.
It has been, and we will get to that coming up here momentarily here on Outkick the Coverage. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, a little behind the scenes here. I mean, how in-depth do we want to go behind the scenes on not only just the early morning experience in Oklahoma, but also how you got to the airport? You want to just fire this off Brady Quinn?
Yeah, let's go in chronological order.
Okay. So
chronological.
So for people that are unaware, LeVar and I are in studio here in Sherman Oaks together, and Brady is on location with Big Noon Kickoff. I don't know if you knew this, LeVar, but Brady does Big Noon Kickoff for Fox. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? I don't know if you're aware of that.
I was.
He is there in Oklahoma because you've got the big matchup coming up on Fox between Oklahoma and Nebraska. I still think now is Oklahoma still filing complaints about the kickoff time, or am I ever going to let that one go?
I mean, last time I checked, I think both teams are still going to show up and play it.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah, we're still on track for the game to be kicked off and actually play it.
All right. So there's two different sides of this story. So let's start with the first, your trip to the airport and why your wife is pissed off at you.
Uh-oh.
Let's go ahead and just get into that.
I will throw out this general question right back at you two. Have you guys ever gotten a flat tire before?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure. Come on, man.
Okay. So this was the situation I was dealt on my way down. Now, I live in Fort Lauderdale, but I took a flight out of Miami. Reason being is I wanted to put my girls to bed. And plus, there was a direct flight. So I was like, okay, I don't have to take two flights. I can fly direct if I go out of Miami, which just seemed like at the time a really good idea, even though I knew it was going to be a quick turnaround for radio this morning. So as I'm probably about 10 miles out, I'm noticing that, you know, the car it's kind of pulling a little bit to the left. Doesn't sound right. And then I see a little alert come up talking about low tire pressure. Mm. And I'm going, oh, no. And then I literally stick my head out the window and I look and I'm like, yep,
it's down.
That's a flat tire. And my initial thought is, OF.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself,
I'm going to miss this flight.
And then, like, what happens with the show? I guess I'll just have to get the tire fixed now and then go home. And then, yeah, like the good thing was is this radio show I was committed to. I was like, no matter what, I'm finding a way to being with my guys, LeVar and Jonas.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, oh, I'm only like 7 miles away now. I'm just gonna roll. I'm gonna roll this thing into the parking garage.
For 7 miles?
7 miles, bro.
You are goon, bro.
It is flat. I was riding on the rim.
Yeah,
I don't even care at this point. It's gonna be a problem now for my wife. Because I said to her, I said, hey babe, I'm sorry. I'll call everything, I'll set it all up, but you're gonna have to drive down and potentially even move it out of its spot to take it where someone can replace the tire.
Right.
So at some point, she's going to be the hero here.
Yeah, not just the tire. It's going to be the rim.
And for those of you that have never met Brady's wife, she's not a hothead or anything from time to time, so I'm sure she handled that well.
She does hate when I have to leave, and then on top of it.
Now she's got to drive.
I've left for
this.
That's
like over an hour, right?
Yeah. It's not quite an hour. It could be with traffic,
right?
But it'll be probably 45 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
The more difficult part is how much time it may consume out of her day, and then if she's got to take one of our kids with her because of all that, you know, the juggling.
That's just such an inconvenience.
It really is.
If the roles were reversed, I'd be so upset. I'd be so upset.
Oh, 100%.
Let me ask you this. Did I make the right move?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
The show must go on.
You ever seen the movie Whiplash?
That's what I was thinking.
You ever seen the movie Whiplash? When that guy gets, T-boned at the intersection and he still figures out a way to show up to his performance? They're going to write stories about you, Brady Quinn, for what you did yesterday, rolling 7 miles.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
I'm telling you.
I'm pretty sure Tesla's going to be pretty upset.
Yeah.
We're going to turn that thing in there. Which, by the way, I can't wait to get rid of that car. Okay, I'm all for like no gas emissions, all that stuff, electric vehicle, all that. But Tesla stinks.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
It stinks. I'm just gonna go out there on a ledge and say that right now. It stinks.
Yeah. Oh,
not
a
fan.
There goes
not
the sponsorship.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be true to yourself. Yeah. You know I mean?
Hey, Ford, GM, any other company making an
American,
EV,
baby.
I will sign up on that.
That's right, baby. Fusion. A hybrid.
Yeah.
Who?
I use battery power, player. A Fusion.
Yeah.
You know, when I first got to L.A., I had a CL63, right? AMG.
Yeah. The hell is that?
Yeah. Right.
It's a Benz.
A cash register?
It's a Benz.
That's a Benz. And I was getting gas 3 times a week, bro.
That's a lot.
Right?
Oh, yeah, man.
It's expensive. Like, what are they costing?
At $100 a pop.
Mm.
3 times a week.
Because you get that premium, huh?
Now, here's the – well, yeah, of course. But here's where it gets crazy. The roads in Cali are messed up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I was getting a new tire and a new rim every couple months.
You know, for all the times they're doing road work out here in Southern California, they never seem to fix a damn thing.
I hit
the same pothole every single time I commute in.
Well, that's
every
on
single
you.
Time.
I mean, if you hit the same pothole, it's getting a different lane.
Somebody's going to break, me or them.
Oh,
right? So I'm here to make a point.
Oh,
I'm not going anywhere. That pothole can kiss my ass.
We should start a construction company that does road work, and then we could do the same thing they're doing.
Nothing.
Terrible work and get paid forever.
That's
for
crazy
it.
Money.
By the way, shout out to all the people working hard on the side of the road.
That are listening to us right now.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And they're like, oh, Fusion, huh? See that Fusion come by.
That was the host of Big Noon Kickoff, folks, that said that. Not us. LeBar and I are exonerated from any guilt here.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, tell them how I drive the HOV lane, too. Actually, guilt discharged. Sorry.
It is what it is.
It's an extra lane.
All
right, so you end up getting to the airport, right? You end up making it to the airport, correct?
Yeah,
and all as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened? And then what happened this morning?
So I get in last night, and I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I'm just going to say this: I was told by someone, and it was almost like a snarky reply. All right, like, oh, what, you can't get a taxi? And my response to them was, you must not have traveled. Or I've been traveling the past 2 years. Because what you'd find out if you've traveled is taxis were already getting pushed out by Uber, Lyft, all the ride shares. So they don't really exist, especially if you go to remote places, which I'm not saying Oklahoma City is remote, but it's been impacted mightily by COVID. Mm. And so there is no taxi company in the area in which I'm staying near where the studio is. So then you're like, oh, well, you can just get an Uber. Here's the problem with that theory. Ubers are even hard to get at this point. There's not all the people who are driving Ubers, a lot of them decided not to come back. They're having a hard time finding people to do a lot of those jobs. So when I checked in the hotel, the guy at the front desk was just saying to me, we don't have a taxi, and good luck finding an Uber at that hour. So I figured
you're driving me, buddy.
Right. So I looked at him, and at one point that came across my mind. I said to him, I was like, you know, is there anyone else working? Could you maybe give me a ride? He's like, no, sir, I cannot. And he said it in a very nice manner, but he was like very firm that don't ask me again. I was like, okay.
Must be a USC fan.
So, well, jeez. That or he just he may be stressed about Oklahoma this week. I have
that
no
is
idea.
True. Yeah.
But so anyway, he ends up he's working the night shift. So I know I'm gonna see him in a few hours again. And he goes, why don't you just try scheduling one, see if that works? I said, okay. So that's what I do. Schedule one at 4 a.m. And so I wake up at 4 a.m. here, local time, central time here out in Oklahoma City. And, of course, there's nothing. There's no cars. There's nothing. Mm. I keep trying, try Lyft, try Uber, everything for the next half an hour. Now I'm starting to panic. Like, I'm calling Jonas. Like, that's going to help. He can't do anything. And so finally.
Hey, I'm going to call Jonas. Like,
I go downstairs and I'm like, what do I need to say to this guy who's working the front desk? Like, can I shut down this hotel for like 10 minutes? This guy drops me off at the studio and we can make this work. Next thing you know, I see little old Martha
Bam.
And Bill.
Bam.
Nice old couple.
Bam.
And I just walked over. I introduced myself, and I asked them if they could help me out. And they were nice enough to be able to give me a ride and get me over here time for the show. Yeah. I did tell them I'd buy them breakfast after the show, so I'm hoping they're still hanging around the hotel. But
they didn't even care. They were just happy
that?
To help
Look at
you.
Martha and Bill got Brady to his radio show
it?
Here.
There are still good people in this world.
Yeah, man. That is, there you are. Know. But you, right when you think, man, Brady's got it all. What a fancy lifestyle he lives. He drives a Tesla to the airport. And
Tesla tire out.
Yeah, and then rips it on the air. But he's still got to resort to getting a ride from Martha and Bill to the airport or to the studio to do the show here.
Ironically enough, what kind of car do you think they're driving?
A Tesla.
It actually wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It would have been funny if it was.
Yeah.
It would have been for a great story,
yes,
but yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I could have lied to you right there. I decided not
now,
to.
Okay, I have one question, though.
It was a great setup for it to be a Tesla.
I thought in unison you guys go, Tesla.
Yeah.
No.
Hit your button. Hit your button.
Yeah.
Hit your button.
Did that get over the air? Did that get over the air? All right. Here's the...
The Berto said they wouldn't have given...
They wouldn't have given him a ride.
They wouldn't have given Roberto a ride.
Full disclosure, I do think I might have like interrupted a little bit of an argument. It seemed a little tense. I don't know. Hopefully it broke the ice. We could all sit down at breakfast and figure it out.
Hey, look, he gave her the business after that.
100%. If Bill had any insecurities before that, sitting in the car with Brady Quinn, his wife probably checked her hair and put makeup on for the first time in 20 years.
And she probably wore him out.
Like, why can't you be like him?
No. She wouldn't laugh. No,
you mean warm out the
other. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
very good.
Way.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to go there. Felt a little too early in the morning to go.
Nothing wrong with fantasizing, you know what I mean?
That's
I mean,
right.
And she had her eyes closed. You got to ask Bill, did she have her eyes closed?
Hey, it's cold out here, man.
Like, hey, Brady, you got to stay warm, bro.
I'm trying, man. I was just thankful.
So
I felt blessed.
Because it does get cold out here in these streets.
I felt blessed, LeVar.
I hear you, my man.
I'm with you, Doug.
Hey, here's I do need to know, when you introduced yourself, did you just give them the nod like they already knew who you were, or did you actually have to introduce and explain who you were?
I said my full legal name. I said Braden.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even say Brady. Yeah. I was just like, hi,
Braden.
I'm Braden.
Wow. I mean.
It sounds. I didn't want to have to go through these hoops. I was just like, I need to get to the
amazing.
Studio as fast
Listen,
as possible.
That is amazing. But, you know, great job, man. I mean, most people would have just given up. They would have just said, screw it. I don't want to go ask a complete stranger. I would have rather walked than ask a stranger.
You know, it's crazy.
Ride.
I would have probably walked. I would
well,
too.
It's a good 2 miles, so I thought about walking. The problem is I wouldn't have made it here in time. Uh-huh. Like, there's no way I would have been able to make
it in
time.
I'd have been on that joint like...
I looked for those scooters.
You all right, LeVar?
I looked for those electric scooters somewhere.
Yeah,
they
didn't have
those.
Random scooters. Listen, it is great to have Brady Quinn. He is in Oklahoma. We are going to have some coverage of college football. There's a lot going on this weekend. LeVar's got a big game this weekend. We got the Penn State Auburn
game.
You're fully invested. We want you in a good mood.
I am 100%.
Afterwards.
I'm always fully invested, bro.
Damn, that's a Nittany Lion?
That is a Nittany Lion right there.
Unbelievable.
On the pants.
Looks like a thermos.
And in the pants.
All right, so here we go. Yeah. It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, though. Coming up next, though. Somebody in the NFL may have found a guy. They might have found a guy moving forward. We will get into that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn.
I support you.
Jonas Knox here.
Can't go with you on that one.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, Brady, coming up.
Yeah, I support Jonas, and I support you. But there are some things that may come out of your mouth at some point in time that I can't go with you, even though I support you.
Here's the thing. Okay. And Brady knows this. Sometimes I will just say stuff for the shock and awe in the moment. To where Brady oftentimes
all was not appropriate for what you said. Like, well, shocking, like nah.
Brady, how many times do you think you've asked me on the air and off the air what's wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's
a
usually
lot.
The question.
You would have asked him what was wrong with him a few moments ago.
That was a decent joke.
That would have been a
good
teaser.
You know what I'm impressed by about him, LeVar, Jonas is the type of person, because I'm not this person. I'm terrible at this. Jonas is the type of person that can say something that's either it's humorous or has wit to it or being completely sarcastic and then look at you stone cold, like just dead in the face.
Yeah.
And he will not laugh or budge one second and just wait to see your reaction before he does anything.
Little deadpan.
I kind of got him on a different deal. Like, he looks away. Like, he moves away from the microphone. We got this whole look away and laugh thing going on. It's so stupid.
It's cute.
It's just stupid.
It is cute. Sounds really cute.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
That is amazing.
Hey,
really is.
LeVar, yes. Is this close to Prince? Is this kind of like when you saw Prince?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Same, by the way, might want to change the channel the studio before we lose LeVar the rest of the show.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Hey, is it cold there still? Or is it starting to warm up?
It's starting to warm up a little bit. I feel a bead of sweat on my head.
It definitely does.
Just a bead.
That was a damn good football game last night.
It was a good game.
Night,
it was
man.
Entertaining.
Now, I would say this. The NFL is off to a roaring start.
It is.
The opener last Thursday was a great game.
It was good.
Monday night was a bonanza, ratings-wise and just entertainment-wise. Last night was a great game.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, the Bears had to ruin it. They were about to go 4-for-4, but then
Bears
we think back to the Bears' performance on Sunday Night Football.
They did.
But nonetheless, the Washington football team, did they have a quarterback? Because Tyler Heinicke looked pretty good. Now, the interception late, not good, but he had a couple of throws in that game and some plays. It feels like those guys really rally around him. Like, whatever they got with him, I would be surprised based on that performance if Ryan Fitzpatrick is back in the starting lineup this season. I'd rather roll with Heinicke the rest of the way. Swear to God, I'm good.
Can we confirm his first name? Because I feel like we keep saying Tyler and Taylor.
Taylor Heinicke. All right, I'm calling him Todd. He's getting Todd saying. The rest of the show.
Just call him T.
Well, whatever.
T. Heine.
You know, T. Heine.
Because
T. Heine.
You think Heine and then Tyler, it's the eyes and eyes. You know, it just kind of confused you. So
I call
Taylor
him Tyler,
Heinicke.
Too, for some
That's
reason.
That's right. I'm calling him Todd
dude,
the rest
trust
of the show.
I've called him Tyler. Tyler.
I'm just going to call him Heinicke. I'm going to call him Heinicke.
Heinicke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. How does he not have a sponsor with that yet?
Yeah, right?
I'm sure he will. That's right around the corner. He looks good, though, right? Am I crazy? Like,
I thought he played really well.
First.
I'll let you have it first, Brady. I got some thoughts on it.
I mean, these are your teams now. I would just say this quickly. I kind of feel more optimistic about their season with him starting than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Agreed.
And maybe it's because I haven't seen him play much? I'm not sure what to chalk it up to.
I'll say this. I thought it was a very competitive game, and I thought it was a game of parity. And I don't want to seem or sound like I'm a hater, because it always seems and comes off like I'm a hater when I have these types of conversations and it involves my former team. But I thought this was two teams that aren't very good that were playing against one another, and it made for a good game.
What a hater.
Is that horrible? Is it horrible to say that?
What a hater.
I mean, I think you're dead on. To be honest with you,
I'm watching the game from a critical perspective and a critical eye. There were a ton of mistakes. There was a lack of execution, and I as I watched the game, it's like I would have expected more out of the Washington defense. They allow repeated successful plays on the same plays, like that Daniel Jones naked boot or RPO
zone.
Yeah, it was like, how are you allowing him to do this at will against your defense? And like, listen, and I say this to say, it was an entertaining game. It gave them the lead in the division, and so you got to believe that there's the possibilities that they can improve. But I mean, when you're watching it and you're saying, okay, how do they stack up against Tampa Bay? How will they stack up against the Rams? So when you start to think about what they're going to have to do outside of each other, you know, and outside of that game, I thought they were very well matched up. I thought there was parity in that game, and it made for an entertaining game. But looking at it from the perspective of how competitive can these teams be, I was shocked that the Washington defense wasn't more dominant in the game. I was looking for them to dominate the game, and they didn't.
That's two games now for them where they haven't looked like the defense I think a lot of people expected.
Chase Young is an animal.
He's a beast.
Montez Sweat is an animal.
Jonathan Allen.
He's a grown man. He's from there. He's from Northern Virginia. I've seen him play since he's been in high school. He was a grown man in high school. They couldn't find uniforms to fit him in high school. It was crazy. He was always tugging at his pants because he was just too big for the uniforms. They didn't make grown man uniforms like grown man uniforms, I guess. But they're not they and listen, it's still early, but I know for certain that what I was looking at, Ron Rivera was looking at, Joe Judge was looking at. You could see it when they showed them on the sidelines. You could see it in their faces. Like, they're thinking the same thing. Like, how are we going to win moving forward in this season? Like, what are we going to do? Like, you're looking at Del Rio's face. It's like, I can't dial up something any better than what I'm dialing it up. Like, there were so many opportunities for guys to make plays that really, really opened up the game and showed some dominance, showed an ability to be a team that can be competitive, and they kept missing them. And that's, you know, maybe I'm being overly critical, but I'm just, no, man.
You know, you're being real. You're being truthful.
Yeah.
You're being truthful. And here's what we're talking about. We're talking about that NFC least, baby. That's how they roll. You know, that's how the NFC East or least rolls. I do want to point out one thing. And I wanted to see, I get your thoughts on this, LeVar. Because I think I know how Jonas feels about this.
There it goes.
Did Daniel Jones show up Saquon a little bit? I mean, Saquon had that long run early.
They were.
But then Daniel Jones had to break off his. He ended up leading rush. I mean, is there a competition, you think, between Saquon and Daniel Jones?
Why not? I mean, they were in Saquon all night long. Like, they were not allowing Saquon to do anything. I got nervous for Saquon.
I'm surprised he played. I thought they were going to use the short week as an opportunity to really slow play this thing with him. And the fact that he was out there – and look, he broke off that –
Divisional game, man. You can't do that.
I know, but the fact that he broke off that run, but, you know, people are sort of questioning, like, God, I don't know if he's ever going to be the same
Especially
again.
Especially after Albert Breer said what he said on the show. Everybody's questioning him, you know?
Of course. You know, Albert Breer, did go directly at Saquon Barkley. But
directly at his knee, pretty much.
I would say this, though. This idea that everybody's Adrian Peterson and they're going to come back and lead the league in rushing after their knee explodes.
It's not realistic.
So what is the realistic expectation for Saquon Barkley?
Well, here's the thing. His line sucks. You know, I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself while I was watching this game, I'm like, man, those are grown men out there. They're people. They're living, breathing organisms.
and they probably had wives, kids, lives, and you're considered to be some trash. Like, you're no good. How can you be a grown man, wake up in the morning, say, honey, I'm heading to work, I'll see you when I get back, and you're considered to be trash? Like, how do you look at
They're trying. Well, they did switch up. Like, they put Billy Price at center, who struggled. But then they put Nick Gates at guard. I mean, they did try to mix up the group that they played
with. And he left with the injury, correct?
Yeah.
And they didn't show the replay, but I saw it as they were going to break, and it looked like his leg was flopping around like he had broken it. And I can't look at those injuries.
Well, they wouldn't show it. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't look at those injuries.
It must have been really, really bad.
Yeah, and I refuse to look at it.
Here's what I don't get, though. Is Daniel Jones fast? I mean, he ran a 4.8 140, which is not fast.
Yeah.
But he looks fast. Like, it was weird. I don't see people catching him.
It was weird. He ran to the same side every time. He got open every time to run it.
Is he fast, though?
I guess fast enough. I guess fast enough. I mean, or did nobody want to catch him?
I don't know why. If you touch him, the ball comes out. He's going to fumble.
I mean, on that touchdown run, which, by the way, was probably a touchdown. I don't know that that was a hold. I really don't know that that was a hold. But, I mean, it's like, where's everybody at? It took like 20 seconds for him to run 15 yards, 20 yards. I don't know. But he kept doing it. Same side. Man. He did not go to any other side. He ran it to the same side every time.
I feel bad for him, man. He's had two long runs now. The first one, he fell over on his own.
And then the other one gets called back.
And now the other one gets called back via hold. Yeah. If I were him and I'm breaking out into the open, I'm taking a knee from now on. I'm not wasting my time doing this.
I mean,
He's got those long strides, though, man. It almost looks like he practiced, like, garage hopping. You know, you ever had that when the guys in high school would, like, they'd go around and steal beer out of, like, someone's garage?
Oh, dang.
And take off.
Heard of that.
It's never too long. Sprouting it out as they're running down the street with that case of
That ain't happening where we grew up, my man.
No, bro. No,
those
streets.
Yeah, you better tuck and roll.
Might be a pit bull.
That you ain't got to worry about getting the dog. You got to worry about the dog.
You get the dog some bacon, baby.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's smart.
You know, you get a little bacon. You get your beer. You're good.
We cow tipped. Can you imagine that?
Oh, you went cow tipping?
I did it one time.
Okay,
I felt it was horrible.
How far do you have to drive to go from downtown Pittsburgh to go cow tipping?
So my love interest in high school lived in the sticks, like an hour away from where I lived. And I used to go out there.
How'd that start?
Track meet.
Oh, okay.
Track meet.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Don't even go there.
You saw that gate.
Track. Anyway, me and the older brother, you know, and a couple of the homies, we was drinking some Rolling Rocks and you know.
God, good for you.
And we were just talking trash about how hard could you hit. Like, you hit hard. In some way, somehow, it was like, you don't hit hard enough to tip a cow. And I was like, yes, I do. You know, you're just like, oh, this is, you're in front of a campfire, and your words are like dragging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there literally are cows not too far away. And so we went and tipped the cow. It's so messed up.
Yeah.
It's so, they don't like it. I'll tell you that.
You know what's awful about cow tipping? Like, it's bad enough, you know, they're going to end up on your plate at some point.
At least
let them take a nap. You know what I mean? Like what are we doing here? Guys on death row get one last meal and a good night's sleep. Cows get knocked on their ass and then cut up and shot in the head so we can eat it later on.
Of course they get a bad rep for
I will say this, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a whole lot of solid.
And then you're yanking on their nipples to get milk out the whole time. Like, it's a terrible life.
Well, I'm not. I mean, you might be.
Well, it's a terrible life. Well, LeVar thought it was a bull instead. But here's the thing.
Let me tell you something.
Here's the thing.
I'll tell you this. It's called you're stupid. It's called they call it cow tipping. But I did not. So to all of the animal lovers out there, I did not get it over. Just so
you
know.
Didn't?
No, I did not. Good.
Oh, so
it's hard. They're heavy.
I hit that bad boy. I hit it. I hit him.
Wow.
I hit him, and then once it was like. boom, I hit him, and it was like, ah, and it was like I nudged it some more, and it didn't go anywhere. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to hurt my, yeah. I'm not going to mess up my future.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not going to dislocate my shoulder trying to tip a cow.
Forget about that cow.
So I walked
future.
Away. I said, let's go get some more rolling rocks. Let's go sit in front of
hell
the,
yeah.
You know, we got into a hot tub later on that day.
And by
too.
The way, did yeah, you did. By yeah. the way, did you drink the rolling rock out of the glass, out of the bottle?
Out of the bottle.
Oh,
bro.
You have to.
You gotta, hold them with the pointer and the middle finger, and you gotta, you know.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something, Roberto. I told Roberto about
that
rolling
beer
rock.
Sucks,
yeah.
dude.
He buys.
What? Here we go.
He buys a 25-ounce in a can that's probably been sitting on the grocery store shelf since 1984, and then he complains about the taste. I told him,
it's
you got to get the
racist
bottle.
Comment that Birdo
yes,
has made.
100%.
Please hit the button.
You racist.
Please hit the button.
100%.
It's the second racist thank you.
Yes.
It's the second racist thing you said
racist.
Today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Golly, you can't be discriminating
beer's
against
atrocious.
Rolling Rock.
From the glass line tanks of Old Latrobe, I present to thee.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest, but
that's
a great
that
beer.
Nasty water. We filtrate that nasty water into that. That's what makes us strong. They put that in our bottles when we're babies.
By the way, you imagine blowing your scholarship because you went cow-tipping.
Like you torn labrum. How'd you do that? I never saw that
God.
In your film.
All right. It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports. Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, we have not seen the end of one quarterback in the NFL. In fact, apparently it's going to go a lot longer. We will get to that here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up top of next hour, about 15 minutes from now, we have the very latest on the Deshaun Watson saga, because there is one team that apparently is still interested, very interested in making a move for Deshaun Watson. So we will get to that here coming up top of next hour, 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. When you guys were playing, all right, did you have goals in mind as far as what age you wanted to retire? Like, whether you reached those goals or not, was there an age that you said to yourself when you started, LeVar, that you said, I don't want to play past this age?
No, I just took it year by year. I felt like the moment I got drafted, I was playing with house money. So I never put a time frame. I wanted to be a great of all time. I wanted to be a pro bowler. I wanted to be an all pro. I wanted to make the Hall of Fame. But in terms of how long I would play, I just took it one game at a time, one season at a time. You know, that was kind of my mindset, because I felt like if you start looking too far ahead to stuff like that, then you're not living in the moments, you know. And if you're not living in the moments, then you're missing those moments, and you're missing how good you could possibly be. You're missing, you know, just the gravity of what I mean. The more I think about it now, like, to especially to be a high school coach and to see how difficult it is to get a scholarship to go play somewhere, and then to think that not only did you get a scholarship to go play somewhere, but then you go somewhere and you play well, and you play well enough to actually get drafted and to play. And you're getting paid to do it. Like, you think about, I don't know, what age did you start playing football, Brady?
Third grade, man.
Yeah, see, I was super young as well. And it's like anything else. And it's one thing that my dad always used to say to me. He was like, listen, I don't know if you're going to decide to play a sport or do anything else in your life. But he was like, think about how long you're working on what you're doing right now. So you go outside, you shoot hoops, you dribble the ball. You go, you know, I was playing street football. So we're throwing the ball, we're playing tag. My dad used to always say, if you could beat somebody, because they didn't do flag football back then, if you could get around somebody in tag football, you could get around somebody who's trying to tackle you. That's what my dad used to say, right? So that's in my mind, like, taking all those lessons in, it's like I worked from 6, 7 years old all the way to 21 playing football with the expectation that if I work my ass off, I'd have an opportunity to play and get paid for it. And so for me, once I made it in, it was like, I'm going to keep working hard. I'm going to try to be an all-pro. I'm going to try to be a Pro Bowler. I'm going to try to make the Hall of Fame. But in terms of, like, planning was like, just put away as much as you can. But in terms of how long would I play, I was just take it year by year, game by game.
Brady, do you have a target year or age that you wanted to get out by?
No. And to LeVar's point, I think a lot of players, like, that's how they look at it. They say, I just want to be as good as I can for as long as I can and play as long as I can. Like I've told you, I never wanted to go vacation in Hawaii because back when that was where you went for the Pro Bowl, like, I wanted my first time to be for that. Mm. And obviously that opportunity never even came close to that. And that's where, like, I to this day have never been to Hawaii.
Wow.
Because I feel like I would still feel that bitterness towards just how that worked out. And I mean, again, now the NFL doesn't really even go there.
Yeah.
But still, like, there's that thought in the back of my head.
That's how I feel about the Super Bowl and the Hall of Fame game. I get sick every year during the Hall of Fame game. Like, literally sick to my stomach that I didn't have a Hall of Fame. Like, it's like, LeVar, you a-hole. You had a great high school career. You had a great college career. Like, what are you doing? You going to mess it up in the pros? Like, that's what we're doing here? Like, these are the conversations I have with myself when Hall of Fame guys are being announced. Like, I'm looking at dudes. I was like, that dude wasn't nowhere near as good as me. Going and getting enshrined. This dude isn't even close to as good as I was. Getting enshrined. And it's like, dang. You really messed this one up.
Well, I mean,
how are you going to mess this one up?
Well, I mean, the good news is the Hall of Fame game's not for like another year, so
right.
You don't have to worry
about
it. But
I'm just saying, I don't like the Hall of Fame game. I don't like the Super Bowl because I always said the same exact thing. I'll never go to a Super Bowl, and I've held true to it. I'll never go to a Super Bowl unless I play in it.
Wow.
I said I would never. It may be hard at this point to get you to play in one. That's the only issue.
Well, the only way I'll go is if LeVar Arrington plays in the Super Bowl. So here you go, Brady. Check this one out, right? There's a second.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
very good.
I see what you're doing.
Very good. Great. Yeah, you got to read the fine details.
I did not see the fine print.
I plan on going to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
See,
I love
now,
this.
Now, the reason I ask the age thing is because Tom Brady was on the Tommy and Gronky show. I mean, that's a hell of a name. Tommy and Gronky. It's him and Gronk. They sit back and answer questions and play grab ass a little bit. And a couple of these Q&As involved how long Tom Brady wants to play for.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50?
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Will Giselle glide. Let Tom play till 50?
Glide.
That's
into
the
retirement.
Real question.
That is a way better question. And in fact, why would they not Google that? I think they should. That was, of course, no. Well,
maybe
that answer.
I'm so smart. I'm the Google
I'm
master.
I'm just kidding.
Now.
I'm sorry, babe. I love you. You would let me. You'd let me do anything as long as I'm happy.
All right, so
I mean, he
that.
Married Giselle, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I'm more interested in talking about he married Giselle more than I am him playing till
50. I was thinking this, too. Like, wouldn't you want to retire? I mean, he has nothing more to prove, maybe just to himself or he loves doing it. But would you want to spend more time with your family and more importantly, more time with Giselle?
I mean,
like, I'd be making up for lost time. That's all I got to say.
I know this.
You know what I mean? Hey, LeVar, you know what I mean?
Hey, bro.
I know Jonas does.
Yeah.
I know Jonas does.
I was that guy. They were like, he's the first one in. He's the last one out. I met my chick. I was the last one in, the first one out. I was getting as much spoon time as I could get.
Yeah.
And I was hurrying home to get that meal. She made me meals. Like, my house was clean. Like, she'd be sitting out at the pool. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is what football has afforded me, is the opportunity to get beat cheeks out of here, to get home and see this when I walk in the house.
It's an appropriate term to call it.
So I don't even want to
I don't want to take away from my wife to make Giselle something different than what my chick is, but man, that's Giselle.
Okay.
Like, you married Giselle, man. Like, we all grew up on, like, well, we didn't grow up, but we were, like, at a certain age. It's like, there she is. That's Giselle. And Tom Brady married her.
Yeah, well, listen.
Like, why are you going to keep playing football?
Yeah, because, I mean,
you
look,
got Super Bowl rings?
If you can do it, why not do it? Like, he looks good. Like, first of all, we talked about it last week. If you didn't know that he was 44, you wouldn't be asking when he's going to retire. That wouldn't even be a conversation.
No. He sounded so corny,
too. He looks like he's like 36, 37.
He sounded so corny.
He gets around Gronk, and it's like Beavis and Butthead smoking pot. You know, it's like a weird, like a couple of left-handed cigarettes. You know what I mean?
We were in the same draft, man. I'm all old and decrepit, sitting here talking to y'all about old war stories, and this dude is still playing, talking about gliding in retirement.
Yeah, but you're doing a show with a guy who got a ride from Martha earlier. What do you mean?
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.